chapter 1.
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these poor children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into Faith, Love, Hope Church Ministry. We want you all to join in with us for prayer. If you have any prayer requests, we want you to come in. We want you to post it. Welcome, welcome, welcome in. We want to welcome you in. If you are listening in versus at the radio station, we want to welcome you in. If you are listening in through the podcast, we want to welcome you in. Welcome, welcome. Welcome in on this blessed, blessed Sunday. We want you all to join
Please.
In. If you are in need of any type of prayer, we want you to come in. We want you to post it. Welcome, welcome, welcome in. Father, we come before you on this blessed Wednesday. We ask that you will bless the hearts and the minds of the people. Father God, we ask that you will lead them and that you will guide them and that you will direct them. Father, we come before you today that we are blessed and highly favored. And we are blessed, Father God, according to your word, according to your promises that you made with our forefathers, and the blessings and the promises that you have for us now. Father, we come before you on this blessed Wednesday that we lift up our praises unto you, giving you thanks, giving you honor, Father. We come before you, Father, that you will lead us, that you will guide us, and that you will direct us, Father. Father, we come before you that all things work together for the good of those who are called according to your purpose. Father, we come before you tonight that we join together and we pray for those who are seeking prayer, those who are listening and seeking prayer through the radio station, through the podcasts. Father, we ask that you will hear their prayers. We ask, Father God, that you will meet them right where they're at and that you will meet their needs, Father. Father, we pray for their household, that you will bless their household. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will bless the works of their hands. And we pray that everything that they do will be done in the spirit of excellence. Father God, we pray your grace and we pray your mercy over them, Father. Father, we come before you on this blessed Wednesday that you will carry them daily. Father God, that you will lead them daily, that you will guide them daily. Father God, that you will direct them daily. Father, we come before you that you will continue to bless them, that you will continue to keep them. Father God, we pray, Father God, as they are going to and fro through the highways, as they are at work, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you will bless them. Father God, give them the knowledge and the wisdom, Father God, and the strength, Father God, to do the things that you have called them to do. Give them the wisdom and knowledge and the strength, Father God, and the spirit of excellence. And we ask that you will give them talents, Father God, that they will do according to your word. Father God, that you will bless them. Father God, we pray, Father God, that their steps are ordered by you. We pray, Father God, that they will work, Father God, and that they will do their own business with their hands, Father God. Your word tells us, Father God, anything that we find to do, Father God, that we are to do it. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will give favor on jobs, that you will give raises and bonuses to those who work. Father God, we pray for those who are entrepreneurs, that you will bless their business, bring them customers, Father God, bring them revenue, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will bless them with new customers. We pray, Father God, that you will increase their finances in their business, Father God. Father God, we come before you praying for our families, that you will bless them, that you will shine your light amongst them, that your grace and mercy will be amongst them, that you will protect them, Father. Father God, that you will lead them, Father God, that they are blessed and highly favored. Father, we pray, Father God, for our family members that don't know who you are, Father God, that daily. And we pray in this, Father God, because we know that you hear the prayers of the righteous, that those who are in our family, they are not saved. We pray, Father God, that you will daily put them in a place, Father God, where they hear your name daily. Father God, that you will put them in a place where they hear your word daily. Father God, we pray that you will put them in a place that you will show them your truth, Father God, because your truth is what's going to set them free. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will lead them and that you will guide them and that you will direct their footsteps, Father. Father, we come before you tonight, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we are more than conquerors through you. Father, we come before you, Father God, that you will break every stronghold, that you will break every bondage. The bondage of addiction is broken tonight. Father God, we come before you tonight that the bondage of fear is broken tonight. Father God, we come before you tonight that the bondage of lust is broken tonight. Father God, we come against the spirit of adultery. We come against the spirit of envy and hate, Father God, that those things are broken. Father God, we come before you tonight that you will place your blood upon the doorposts of our home, upon the doorposts of our mind, body, and soul. Father God, we plead the blood over our mind, body, and soul. We plead the blood over the doorposts of the homes and apartments that everyone live in, that they are protected. Up under your blood, Father God, we pray this for those who are listening through the radio station, those who are listening through the podcasts, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will put them at the right place at the right time, and Father God, that they will walk, Father God, in a way, Father God, that is going to bless others that are around them. Father God, we come before you, Father God, that we are led by your spirit. We are kept by your spirit, Father God. We are kept by your anointing, Father God. Father, we are walking upright in your wisdom. We are walking upright in your freedom. Father God, we are walking upright, Father God, knowing that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Father God, we come before you praying over anyone, Father God, that has troubled us, Father God. Your word said that they will bear their own judgment, whosoever they be. Father God, we come before you walking in patience, walking in kindness. Father God, we come before you walking in gentleness, walking in self-control, Father. Father God, we come before you walking in that spirit of patience, that walking in kindness, walking in gentleness. Father, we come before you tonight that we know that your word gives us freedom. Father God, we thank you that we are no longer slave to sin. We are not walking in bondage, Father God, that we are walking in freedom, Father God, because we are walking in your presence. We are living in your presence, Father. Father God, we pray that you will bless the works of our hand. And we are praying, Father God, that you will give us the spirit of excellence, Father. Father God, we come before you because your word says, vengeance is yours, that you shall repay. Father God, we thank you tonight. Father God, we come before you that any weapon that someone is trying to form or any weapon that's trying to form it shall not prosper. Father God, we keep your commandments daily and daily we carry our cross, Father. Father God, we walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Father God, your word teaches us to do unto others as they do unto us. Father God, we thank you tonight. Father God, we come before you. Father God, your word tells us not to let corrupt communication come out of our mouth. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. You are our Lord and you are our Redeemer. Father God, we come before you. Your word teaches us not to be equally yoked together with unbelievers, what fellowship righteousness with darkness. Father God, your word teaches us, Father God, not to be afraid of men in their faces. Father God, so we thank you, Jesus. Father God, your word teaches us, Father God, to hold our peace that you will fight for us, Father God. Father God, we come before you, Father God. We never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Father God, we praying for those, Father God, who are listening, Father God, that you will bless them. If it's a financial blessing, that you will bless them with finances. Father God, we pray for healing, Father God, that they will touch the hem of your garment and be made whole. Father God, we thank you tonight. Father God, we pray that you will put the solid in families. Father God, we pray that the fathers will turn their hearts back to the children. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we come before you tonight that we speak to our atmosphere. Father God, we pray that the atmosphere is shifting. Father God, we thank you for the peace, Father God, that we have. We thank you, Father God, in this atmosphere that there was love, joy, Father God, in the atmosphere, Father God, that you have created for us. Our atmosphere, Father God, full of your word. Father God, we come before you in our closet, Father. As we are in our closet, we shut the door and seek you, Father God, because you who sees the secrecy will reveal things to us in openly. Father God, we thank you tonight. Father God, we come before you tonight. Father God, guide the hearts tonight. Father God, we thank you for your wisdom tonight. Father God, we thank you for your guidance tonight, Father God. Father God, we come before you tonight thanking you that you have purposed us at the time as this. Father God, to be that light that's shining to others. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will connect us with business owners, Father God. Father God, that you will connect us, Father God, with those in ministry who are righteous, who are holy, who are living right, who are doing right, Father. Father God, we come before you tonight praying for our nation, Father God, that you will cleanse the nations up, that you will purify the nations, Father God. We pray for revival, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will remove wrong leaderships in our nations and put right leaderships in it, Father. We thank you tonight, Father God, because you are worthy. Father God, we come before you tonight, Father God. Let your grace abide, Father God. In the mighty name of the Father over our families, we pray that you will protect them. We pray, Father God, that you will lead them and guide them, and that you will give them, Father God, more than enough. Father God, we thank you tonight. We pray, Father God, that you will give us the wealth of the wicked that is stored up for us as the righteous one. And Father God, we pray that you will take us to that land and show us that land that we need to possess, Father God. We thank you tonight, Father God. We come before you, Father God, as we give. It will be given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men pour into our bosom? Father, we just thank you tonight. Father God, we thank you for this prosperous week, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us everything that we need and for giving us more than enough. Father God, we pray tonight. In your name we pray and say amen. If you have any prayer requests posted, then I will pray for you. Father God, as we close out tonight, we pray, Father God, that you will cover every soul that's listening through the radio station and through the podcast. Father God, we pray that you will protect them. We pray long life over them, good health and success over them. We pray, Father God, wealth and prosperity over them and their household, over them and their family. Amen.